It's a story most Australians know. One in four young people are bullied, and for many, there's no escaping it. On the 3rd of January last year, Dolly Amy Everett tragically took her own life after suffering from cyberbullying. She was only 14 years old. Her Northern Territory farming family remember her as a kind, caring, and beautiful soul. They captured the nation with their anti-bullying campaign, Do It For Dolly.
It should not have taken the loss of a young life to drive this change, but this is where our journey will start.
Now they have dedicated their lives to sharing Dolly's story in the hope of helping some of Australia's most vulnerable young people.
Please just talk to your children and remember, speak even if your voice shakes.
Such a heartbreaking story.
Dolly's mum, Kate, is joining us on the air this morning. Good morning, Kate.
Hello, how are you going?
We are excellent, Kate. Mate. Thank you very much for your time this morning, mate.
Oh, no worries. Thank you.
Can I ask, looking back in Dolly's situation, was there ever any signs she was unhappy?
You know, just the change in attitude back to school. I thought, oh, maybe
she was scared to go back to school.
And just almost turned into another personality almost. And obviously at the time it was a coping mechanism. And I did the age old, you'll be right. Everybody else is trying to fit in too, and stay away from those girls or stay away from those guys or don't be influenced into that. And, hindsight's so wonderful. Looking back, I would have changed a thousand things. I think Taylor Harris actually quoted for Dolly that no person should ever feel like that, taking their life is the answer, and that is absolutely 100% no. Nobody should ever feel like that's the answer to any problem.
For parents nowadays, because, children are online so much of the time, what do you think is the answer between that healthy balance of going online safely as a parent? Like, how do you actually navigate through that now?
Do you know what? I mean, I'm not an expert. I'm a parent with some experience. Don't go, oh, it'll be right, or it's just a messaging service, or it's just a gaming platform. Just educate yourself on the pros and cons and be comfortable with those choices. And it is a healthy balance. And I think as parents, we need to be aware of the, oh, I'm just checking emails, or it was a work call, so I had to take it at the dinner table, for us to set that example where we, get offline and actually connect.
I think just not being dismissive of the signs. Just listening to you say before, Dolly was showing hesitance about going back to school. I've even had like a day with my five-year-old, it's like, I don't want to go to school. And you're right, Kate, at the time I was like, you'll be right, mate, and it wasn't from bullying, but I was dismissive at the start.
You don't know,
Exactly.
Well, how do you feel now, Kate? Is it anger or just sadness?
Grief isn't linear, and some days I think, God, we will change the world with this, and other days are literally pure anger or devastation. So, it changes. And I do have to remind myself that, we set out to improve things for someone else in the hope that another family wouldn't have to walk this road, because it's an average road to walk. So with the idea that, we want to show Meg how to cope and how to move forward and how to build a brighter and better future, Tick and I both get up every day and, we don't dismiss the sad or the anger, and we do what we've got to do to deal with that.
From the outside, can I just say, you are doing an epic job, and I just cannot believe...
A lot of people just shut down.
I just cannot believe how strong, and I know it's so difficult, but I just cannot believe how strong you guys have been through this, and how you're trying to turn it into something that can change other people's lives. I think it's incredible, so...
Oh, thank you so much.
Kate, can I ask, what was Dolly like?
Oh, Dolly, she was... she was, your average teenage girl, but she was She was ours. She had wild hair that never stayed up. She would be beautifully dressed and this crazy hair, and I would always be rousing on her because I'd be like, really, really, buddy? Can we not have nice hair today? You know, she just commanded attention when she was this point-sized little being, and she'd walk in and she just had this amazing sense of humour, and not ever did we meet anybody that we didn't leave and you know, people remember her years on, whether she was 3 or 13. So she was just this beautiful soul that saw the good in everyone.
Well, first, I love how proud you sound. That's great. And I'm sure she'd be very proud of what you guys are doing now.
Thank you so much. I can't tell you how much I appreciate the support, and you know, just the ongoing community support is just phenomenal. And it, you know, it's really humbling to be reminded of that every other week. You know, when you're trying to, you know, move on and yeah, build things up, and then you know, you get interviews like this, and it's amazing, and it's just incredible to see how much it's touched people's lives. To be honest,
you sound like a pretty amazing mum.
Hey, thank you so much.
No worries. Can you pass our best on to Megan Tick? And thanks heaps for your time, mate.
Absolutely, and good luck for this fight. I'm keen to see the results.
You know Taylor, Kate. Is PJ got a
chance? I've got no chance.
I just think you're incredible for doing this. So it's going to be amazing. So hope it's all worth it.
Thank you so much, Kate. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.